Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Hey parents, you're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll introduce you to the same respectful parenting practices that I use to help parents repair and deepen connections with their children. You'll get tips for cultivating more parental self-compassion, more cooperation from your kids, and more joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. In today's episode, I'm talking about chores and what helps kids pitch in around the house. Stick around till the end to hear about collaborative ways to gain your child's cooperation in household tasks. Like many parents, perhaps you're worried that if you don't explicitly teach your child that they sometimes will have to do unwanted tasks to reap wanted benefits, they'll never learn it. But what if you looked at the issue of kids helping at home through a different lens? What happens when you take the focus away from obligatory chores and the outcome of kids' help, like the dishes being put away, and you focus on your relationship with your child, collaboration, and social learning? Some research shows that children who are involved in social helping from a very young age tend to take initiative in collaborating on household tasks, often without being asked, especially when their helping behavior is viewed as a child's already existing desire to participate in ongoing interactions with the family. In many indigenous and rural communities in the world where traditional Western schooling is less central to child development, children are integrated into family and parental work and community activities. The community, parents, and the children themselves all operate under the expectation that children will learn by observing and then contribute as they're developmentally able. This is in contrast to cosmopolitan, middle and high socioeconomic status communities, where kids are expected to focus on school, play, and possibly taking care of their own belongings. These kids are less likely to participate in household tasks unless they're asked to, and often resist or refuse when they are asked. Here are some suggestions for creating opportunities for your child to take initiative in helping, participating, and learning to collaborate in household tasks as a joint family endeavor rather than as a child's assigned and solitary responsibility. The first thing you can do is to model graciousness. Adults often do necessary things in life even though they don't want to, because they enjoy the result, like a clean house. But it's important to remember that it's you who cares about a clean house. That's an adult concern kids don't usually care about. Parent educator Robin Einzig suggests that parents trust that modeling the behaviors they want to see in their child is enough, and that when kids are ready, they'll use the behaviors their parents have been modeling. You can use invitations to help with everyday household tasks to model graciousness. For instance, when they've spilled their water on the floor, you might invite them to help clean it up by saying something like, "Oopsie, water spill. Here's a cloth. Do you want to clean the table or the floor?" If they refuse, simply state, "That's okay. I'm sure you'll help next time." Drop the issue and clean up the spill yourself. Instead of reacting from a place of worry about their future laziness, resentment about being your child's personal housekeeper, or punitive anger that leads you to retaliating against them in some way, Model what it looks like to feel and be gracious, helpful, and altruistic. Clean up the spill with neutrality rather than rage and move on. Trust and believe that when your child is ready, they'll act in altruistic and helpful ways as well. Keep in mind, though, that modeling graciousness isn't some sneaky tactic to get your child to help around the house. It's an unconditional expression of care and generosity that you're doing because it feels good to be caring and generous with people you love, just like you want your child to be. You can also take care to choose your words wisely. Like, you might steer clear of the word chore, which implies a necessary but unpleasant task. If you're often vocal about how much you hate vacuuming, for instance, then your child certainly is going to resist doing this thing you hate. And if you're successful in gaining their cooperation and they end up doing the vacuuming, it's unrealistic to expect that they'll do it cheerfully after constantly hearing how terrible it is to do. Instead, take the focus off of the unpleasantness. Think about and discuss these tasks as things you all have to do to keep the household machine running smoothly. Stress the pleasant parts of doing tasks around the house, the benefits of having done them. When you've just accomplished a challenging household task and are feeling good about the results, express that aloud. That could sound like, "Whew, all that dusting sure was hard work, but I really like how calm my mind feels when I don't see a lot of dusty surfaces, so it was worth all that effort." Don't talk only about the benefits to your personal sanity, though. Also point out the benefits to the family as a whole when everyone pitches in and the good feelings that are generated by working together.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Now, this might surprise you, but if you want kids to help regularly, unhook chores from punishments and rewards. If you think it's your job to motivate your child to pitch in at home, you might make getting a reward, like an allowance, contingent on doing certain chores. Or maybe you take punitive measures and lecture, scold, shame, blame, threaten to, or actually take privileges away from your child when they don't do the chores you've assigned to them. But those strategies are a slippery slope. If your child decides they don't need the money, they may refuse to help, or they may refuse to do anything helpful or positive unless you're paying them to do it. Eventually, a person gets so used to a reward or a punishment that they lose their initial effect. That means your rewards will have to start getting more rewarding, and your punishments and consequences will have to get more and more unpleasant to sustain the behavior you want to see. That's the problem with manipulating kids into doing what you want by promising rewards or threatening punishments. It's unsustainable. And you end up creating a situation where your child has no internal motivation to help out. So instead of forcing obligations, extend an invitation. It's always helpful to invite your child to help you with a task rather than require that your child do particular tasks. An invitation implies that your child has a choice and that no is an acceptable answer. As soon as your child can walk, invite them to join you in whatever task you're doing, and then promptly detach from any concerns about whether or not they take you up on it. The important thing is that the task is getting done. You're alerting them to the existence of the task and the importance of taking the time to do it. Trust that if they don't help this time, they'll help another time in the future. If they do take you up on your invitation, detach from the quality of the outcome of their participation. The important thing is working together on a common goal, enjoying time together, and experiencing the feeling of being an important and active participant in the family. They'll get more efficient at the task as they develop and gain life experience. So don't squander this moment of collective work and responsibility by micromanaging their performance. And don't forget that sometimes just getting to have some silly fun together while also getting something accomplished is an invitation in and of itself. Try turning on some music you love and start doing a household task and dancing around. Your kids may join you, but be accepting if they choose not to join you. With tweens and teens, it helps to have a family meeting. Instead of simply doling out chore assignments, let your kids in on the inner workings of their home. A child has entirely no idea of all of the moving parts of maintaining a household. Have a meeting with the whole family and share the lists of daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly tasks that are involved in taking care of a home. Explain how teamwork makes the dream work and how taking care of your home is the responsibility of everyone living there and part of being in a family. Then let kids choose which one of those things they want to do or be responsible for each day, week, or month. Let them switch it up from day to day or week to week if they want to. The important thing is that they're pitching in. If they prefer emptying the dishwasher instead of feeding the pets, call that a win. If you've asked your tween or teen for help and they've said they will, but then they forget, it's understandable to feel frustrated. If you've begun to feel resentful about it, it's okay to let them know. But rather than coming down hard on them from that place of resentment, take a deep breath and make an appointment with them to have a sit-down conversation about it at a later time. When that time comes, invite them to explain what's getting in their way. Then calmly and simply explain what's not working for you. Then put your brains together to collaboratively come up with mutually acceptable suggestions for what you can both do to improve the situation in the future. So, thinking about doing things differently is great, but in the end, it's practice that leads to making progress. Children are more likely to participate in household tasks when they don't have to do them alone. This week, when you've stepped on your third Lego of the day and are now desperate to tidy up your home's common living space, instead of demanding that your child clean up their toys on their own by the time a timer goes off, try something new. You could say, "Ouch, there are a lot of toys on the floor that need putting away. Let's tidy up. Should we start with the blocks or the trucks?" Or, "Do you think you can get those books back on the shelf before I get all the Lego back in the bin?" Or, if 3 billion markers and crayons and colored pencils are on the floor, "How many blue ones can we find and put back in the box? Oh, I see one over here." Use this tidying time as a chance for connection. talk, play games, create a cleaning playlist, and dance around as you go. Model what it's like to cheerfully work together on the common goal of contributing to a calm and welcoming space for the whole family. Test it out and report back. Capitalize on a child's natural desire to be helpful when they're small. And as they grow and develop, you may see them voluntarily take on tasks they can accomplish without even being asked. And kids tend to show a lot of pride in these accomplishments. Remember that if you dislike domestic tasks yourself, it doesn't make sense to expect your child to do them tearfully. But also, you don't need external rewards or punishments, because being included and welcomed to join a task is a reward in and of itself, especially for toddlers and very young children. Even tiny kids can help out and be an active part of family life, and kids generally like to help. But when they get micromanaged, told they're in the way or not doing it right, and you end up doing things yourself because it's easier and faster, helping becomes much less attractive or interesting for them. You're in a bit more of a pickle when they're older and you've historically done everything yourself, but all is not lost. You'll just need to work together with them to find ways for them to contribute to the household that are acceptable both for them and for you, and then put any support they need in place to help them follow through. So when you ask your child to pitch in, do it with them and give them the freedom to do it without interference from you. If your toddler wants to quote-unquote help rinse the breakfast dishes, let them try. Let them know that you appreciate their contribution and that you value the role they play on the family team. Sure, their clothes in the kitchen may get soaked, and it may take longer than you'd plan for, but it'll totally be worth it in the long run. The more you accept their help in the spirit it was intended, the more likely your child is to want to help. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com and on Instagram at bkparents. If you have more questions about kids and chores or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243 and be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show, or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.